Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Whoa, whoa, whoa now. Before I let you listen to this week's episode, I have some very exciting news to tell you. We here at Royal Britannia are super duper proud to announce that we have a brand new website. That's right, not only can you find all of the episodes on there, but there's also interesting facts about the crew, behind the scenes photos, and probably most exciting of all, a link to a brand new merchandise store. So if you want to get your hands on some Royal Britannia goodies to add to your collection, then simply head over to royalbritannia.co.uk. That's royalbritannia.co.uk. Well, go on then. I'm not starting the episode until you go and have a look. Oh, all right, okay. I suppose you can listen while you look. Here you go.
Previously on Royal Britannia.
One of the pieces of eight was a lantern.
Humbly, babes.
Chalkwell, please.
Welcome, welcome.
Whereabouts are we at the moment?
Vidania Town, sir.
We need transportation.
Tranquility is the only way to go.
Howdy.
The name's
Captain Malcolms.
We can drop you off anywhere you need, but we will need your assistance in a certain heist.
Any idea what's in those crates?
That is something I've not been privy to.
Four tickets to Frontier Town, please.
Wow, that's amazing. There's fireworks.
Derek, speed it up.
I'm going as fast as I can, mate.
That's the crate, Captain Marin.
Hang on back.
They're all in. Lift her up.
Is that a firework?
Thanks, Jeff. We're on our way.
Director. Seats.
Okay.
All passengers report to the station.
Have you been to Cracktown before?
No, never.
Some vital supplies were taken from the railer.
Well, you heard of the crust.
There's certainly things that the Empire values.
In exchange for our work, they pay us.
But they also supply
medical care.
Well, a lot of sick people.
All my weapons, Ring of Giant Slayer, Stone of Far Speech.
14 items.
I can get some of my stuff back at least.
Just might win a prize.
You introduce the Kraken, a direwolf, a crocodile, a cow, and an owlbear into an arid mining town.
You go to the Crackden and find Barbara.
We also need to really discuss what the fuck it is we just stole.
Then we need to call the captain.
Barbara?
Yes?
Just a backseat.
Two double beds and two singles?
Right. I'm not staying there.
Ken, you could hack away at the Kraken and we could sell it.
Well, every time I hit it, I'll get money.
Cool.
Maurus, he was a cleric. You a cleric?
Oh, wizard.
What's the difference?
Well, Maurus healed people. Shove the duck pancake into the dog's mouth.
A gust of wind starts to blow outwards from your dog.
Stay.
Hack, 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 hack. Two tentacles came out with
bash, bash.
Grab.
I'm not doing that again. I don't care how much money we make.
Milo, a third tentacle grabs you and hurls you 40 feet backwards.
Where am I? What is this place, guys?
Milo.
Milo, what do you want about? Where am I? Derek, where am I?
Malrus?
All caught up. Good. let's get back to the action. Last time we played, nothing happened. It was tedious. There was admin.
There was a dog farting for about 45 minutes.
Still going.
Yeah,
it's been going all 24 week.
24 hours. Yeah, actually, yeah.
And yeah, so let's pick up the action with Milerus.
Yeah, the fuck,
Milo.
Are you okay? You took a bit of a nasty.
Yeah. Yes, it's me. Yeah. Yeah. Just to keep the voice down.
Where am I?
We've been to Racktown with a C.
It's Cracktown.
Jeff.
Fucking
Jeff.
Yeah.
Yes, Milo.
Yeah.
Why is Keth on the floor? I'm just going to get up, what? Spring up, look at myself, notice I've got like.
Ooh, take it steady. Take it steady.
Yeah. All these cuts and bruises and bumps on me. I'm just going to run over to Keth and look at him and go, Keth, you all right? And I'm going to put my hand on him for mass cure wounds. And I'm going to cure both of our wounds that we have.
Milo, you told us you couldn't heal.
He said, yeah.
Milo?
Fuck. Do that.
Milo, how are you doing this?
You couldn't.
Milo? What about Milo?
But you said that wizards couldn't do things like that. You didn't have that.
I'm Malrus. What are you talking about?
Why? What?
Okay.
Hang on. You've been saying something very opposite to this.
Yeah, just when
weeks.
I thought we were starting to be able to trust you, we've just done the bloody railer thing. That all went great. Milo, you seem like a nice addition to the team.
Yeah, you're brilliant.
That's
on the railer.
Eight for the both.
Thank
of
you
us.
Very much.
What?
You're brilliant on the railer.
What? The face
the railer? Can what I do are you on about?
Can I do a medicine check? I'm not great at it, but I just want to kind of do like a medicine check to see, has he sort of hit his head in a particularly bad way, or?
Roll
medicine. Oh, that's a natural 2, so that's 5 total.
Okay. He looks battered.
Milo, come,
yes?
Come here.
What?
Look, just put.
I just a little bit
finger.
Out of breath. I'm sorry.
How many fingers am I holding up?
2, maybe?
Oh no! I think you're all right.
We should probably get out
like,
of the
that
sun.
That Kraken was such a bitch.
Can you heal me as well, please?
Heal? No, I can't heal. I'm a wizard, you numpty.
You just healed Keth.
What?
Yeah, you did. You said you were Malrus.
No, to be stupid. I think I'm.
I think he's.
Out.
I think he's hit his head. We should probably get out of the sun. Get you some. Let
you were thrown pretty far.
Yeah.
Pretty
fraught. Keth, you got
any...
You all right,
Keth?
Did
you hit your head?
Can I do my tongue?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My tongue, man!
You know what? I'm just going to rummage into my bag and get out 2 pizza slices and just eat them.
Okay.
As well.
Do that.
17 on Keth's head. Has he knocked it?
Yes, he has.
Yeah. He landed on the ground.
He bit his tongue as he landed.
Oh, right, sorry.
That's another 7 hit points for me.
Lovely. Kirsten must be doing pretty well.
Yeah, getting back to something that's manageable.
Okay. I don't know much about magic, but Milo, either you're lying to us that you can't heal, which doesn't make any sense.
No, I didn't heal anybody. What are you on about?
You just healed me.
Did I?
Yes. And you said you were Malrus.
You're
confused, and you healed me.
Look at your wounds. Look at your wounds, Milo. They've started to close up.
Yeah, I suppose they have gone a little bit.
I mean, none of us can patch you up that.
We didn't do that. I was on the floor.
Peter can't
come get
that.
Some good berries.
Can you taste good berry?
No. Do you see any plasters on you?
Excellent idea. Kevin quickly whip up another bat.
Do you have any more?
I could do that. I've got 4 spell slots.
You did 3 earlier.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you got one more?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's it.
Yeah, the math works.
Nice. 3 plus 1 is 4.
Hellfire. Look at us go. So...
I double check the maths. It adds up.
Just get a calculator
out. Look, guys.
I'll have 5, and I'll look. Milo, have these.
Oh, thank you.
Smush.
Jeff, just pull your hand out.
Smushed.
Oh, okay. Just pulls his hand back away from Kev.
Jeff, I think Charleston's still got some in his teeth that I could pick out if you want.
You're suggesting he licks them clean?
Yeah, I'm not that bad off.
I can pick it out.
Look,
I'm not that bad off.
Ah, okay.
That was a pretty rough landing. Should we just call Captain Malcolm's and just get out of here?
This place is hell. There's Krakens. There's
crack dens.
There's crack dens.
There's tabaxi. There's the crack.
There's the crack.
God knows what's there after all that. I just want to get out of here.
Can we please shut up, guys, and let's go somewhere quiet. Let's not broadcast in the street that we're talking to some guy. About
some
a big,
guy.
You know, job that we've just done and stuff like that. Let's just get somewhere a little bit more private and maybe then call in our friend. Yeah?
Yep. So, yeah.
Because I want to know what the fuck's going on, what we've just done, basically.
Where do you suggest, where do you think it's private? Because I would say...
Well, not down there, and I'm going to point down to the crack.
So, as you say that, you see a couple of royal guards come sort of trotting up the main drag. And they say, stand back, stand back. Where's the creature?
There.
Just we all, yeah, four of us just point.
Right, stand back for your own safety. For your own safety, please, stand back.
I'm just going to point.
And yeah, I agree.
You see them sort of charge down the alleyway.
Fuck. Before seeing...
Wilhelm scream.
Before seeing what the Kraken does to them, I would like to just sort of point in the opposite direction to where they came and, like, let's just...
Yeah, yeah. It's time to go find a deserted part of town. Let's see how they do.
Okay.
I want to watch from the distance just to see how.
Yeah, well, why not?
Because if they have some sort of magical ability that they might suddenly, because they're all guard, go like, and it just disappears, I want to know about that shit.
Fair enough. I'd like to put my cap on and try and stealth, basically as a person trying to sort of tie up his dog at the on the other side of the street.
Whip it on a string, you know.
Yeah,
I'm full going.
Whip it on a string.
Road. Oh, what's this interesting thing happening out here? Because if anyone questions me, you're trying to kill a Kraken.
Bit of street theatre, you know.
I want to see this.
Natural 20 for my just a man owning a dog routine.
So what happened?
You poke your heads down the alleyway, and you're greeted to a scene of two royal guards. Ensnared in tentacles being bashed into each other. And the sound of screaming.
Like a Barbie and Ken doll.
I'm going to turn to Kath and go, I think we did better than them. I mean, at least we got 99 gold out of it.
I don't feel quite so bad now.
You just hear one of them go, stand back!
As he fires wildly into the air.
You've all got it in hand.
Good luck!
Ironically, you've got it in hand.
I believe in you!
And as you walk away back up the street, in the background of shot, you just see one of the guards be flung high into the air.
Well, that's how all they've sent.
Just spare a couple. There's a monster in anyway. I'll just send those. Just send Dan and Ben. They'll deal with it.
Two bonds have just been sent to go deal with. Yeah, we'll be fine. But to be fair to them, just went stand back. We'll deal with it.
We'll deal with it.
Sea creature in an alleyway.
Sea creature in a desert. How hard can it be?
With what? What do they go with? What, like pikes or like two muskets or
short sword and a short sword.
Ah!
To be fair, that is also all that we did. Sea creature in a desert alleyway. How hard can it be?
Shall we go and find the quietest, like, on the outskirts of town, and then call
little puffed little.
Let's
just
leave officers cannon and fodder to their fight.
Cannon and fodder.
Yeah. And Kev is very much where he wants to get the hell out of Cracktown.
I'm with you right there.
Yeah.
I'm just every time you mention every time you mention Cracktown, I'm just
Cracktown.
In character, I'm rolling just to see my reaction.
An NPC, a townsperson, walks past and says, "Welcome to Cracktown."
Cracktown is my home.
There's a band playing. They're singing the Cracktown anthem. All the words are Cracktown.
The Cracktown ladies sing the song. Cracktown ladies.
It's an operatic performance. Cracktown. Cracktown, Cracktown.
Let's just fucking get the fuck out of here, please.
As he's going to call his hair out.
Yeah, I've put the hat off. It's in my hands.
Ball bearing after ball bearing into his ears.
Yeah, I'm going to make my way as far out of this main throng as possible.
So you've got your hands on your ears. I've got your hands on my nose. Who's got their hands on their mouth? Hear no evil, speak no evil, smell no evil.
Right, you're heading for the outskirts of town.
Yeah. With our dogs.
With your dogs.
Well, I've left mine in the alleyway.
Oh, you just left it?
I'm not taking that with me at the minute. I'll go back.
Come back when you
Maybe.
Behave.
Maybe.
I don't feel good about it, but I can't see that we need to take it with us right now.
Wind-spewing cockapoo in an alleyway. What have we done to this town?
Have you tied it up, or is it just...
It's tied up.
She's tied up.
Tied to a lamppost.
She's tied to a lamppost.
Yeah. Jesus.
Just blowing wind down one empty alleyway.
Imagine a dog waiting outside a shop continuously.
You've made the alleyways in this town significantly higher risk
than they used to be.
We're trying to stop people doing crack down the alleys.
I mean, for all you know, there's still an owlbear and a direwolf loose in this alleyway, loose in this town.
That's what we want to get the fuck out of Crackdown.
Yeah.
There may not be a dog when we get back if it's been tied up like the goat.
This is what I'm thinking. You may just find the collar.
Sadly, I might have to come to terms with that.
Yes. Hopefully, at the end of this 24 hours, just all you hear is like the very end of the fight, just a
as it finishes, tiny little
as the dog goes
comes out.
Let's get out of this place.
No, it just goes, it sputters into non-existence and then goes.
Let's have one.
Have
last
we killed
tiny
the dog?
But
take the dog out of my inventory.
If the dog's not in your inventory, the dog should
can
not be in your
butt.
Inventory.
True.
Can dogs butt?
They can't.
Yes.
Look up. Sorry. They can't hiccup.
No, they
can they
look
burp?
Up.
Well, or they can't look up. No.
They can't look up. Yeah, they can burp because they can sort of. Just go. It's more.
Do
of a,
that. It's more of like a cough thing.
It's just a release of air. Okay. It's just terrible.
It's terrible.
The horrible. Yeah, fair enough.
And they look at you like you're feeding me. What are you feeding me?
So, we're looking for the outskirts of town. Yep. Can't be that far away.
It's not that big a town.
Yeah. But so, we're going to just make our way out.
Let's go out.
To a less populated
away
area.
From the train station.
Yeah, exactly.
Opposite
that was
the train station, further away.
Opposite to where the Royal Guards came from.
Away from the railing station.
Thank you.
Yeah, you go.
Opposite direction to the railing station.
Somewhere, where we think a flying ship would be...
Not seen.
As inconspicuous as possible, if that is a thing.
Well, they said they were going to pick us up from the outskirts of here, right? As long as we could get out.
Give us a call.
Give us a call.
And we'll come get you.
Well, let's find somewhere to... Now, sorry. I had a little bit of a moment there. Now it's a bit quieter. Let's find somewhere to just call Captain Malcolm's in. He might know a spot that he uses to pick us up. I think we should probably get a bit of a bead on what we've exactly just done.
Who's got his number?
Kev has his number. Has he called? We all have, but I suppose...
We haven't programmed the code into us.
No.
Whereas you've done that already.
I was going to say Redar, but that's just silly.
Oh, Kev, by the way, don't suppose you've got my Ring of Giant Slaying on you?
I'll give you everything.
Nope.
Also,
I may have forgotten to ask for the Ring of Giant Slaying.
We might as well.
Can we do more animals later, please? There's been enough animals let loose in this town.
Exactly. We don't want to go to another town and fuck that up. We don't want to take it to Chortwell and then do it.
Just concentrate the devastation in one place.
In one
place.
It's a desert. Just let them loose.
Can we make the call first?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And then it's your call.
It is. Yes. So then Keth will pull his stone of fast speech from his pocket and make the correct finger movements.
Okay.
And call up the captain.
And you hear a voice that says...
Where's that dog?
Captain?
How are you going there?
Can you hear me?
Surely can.
Okay, we're really far out. We're ready for pickup at Crackdown.
You're not being followed?
Nope.
Great news.
Not by people.
We've left distractions in our
way. Yeah.
The Royal Guard are very busy.
Yeah, we're the
sure
least
thing,
of our
we'll
problems.
Head in now.
Where
should we meet you?
Where do you want picking up?
Okay, we're on the outside of town. Do you need a signal?
Opposite side to the railer station, tell him.
We're outside of town, on the other, far away we can from the railway station, up to the west.
Sure thing.
Could I use thaumaturgy to potentially create some sort of, like, general beacon?
General beacon.
Just sort of something, like, to suggest. Hey, look.
Something that definitely won't attract anyone else's attention.
I was worried about.
Yeah, is it going to be
no worries, you can do that.
Sound or...
You're going to do that.
I can do it, but I don't want to do that.
I suppose you asked if you could.
I just asked if I could. I didn't ask for.
I've told him we're out the outside of town, to the west of town.
Yep.
Just checking my options.
We're coming to you now,
Derek.
Okay, we'll look up. Are you okay? We'll look up.
Derek's just standing there, rubbing his temples.
Be there, sort of rubbing my forehead. Just be like, oh,
he's coming.
Wasn't there a doctor on board?
There is a doctor on board. Yes.
Oh, good. I might have to go see him.
And a cleric.
And
actually, fucking hopefully, Jesus.
Oot.
Oh. Do you want that ring now? I'd rather do it. If we're gonna... I don't want to unleash something on an airship.
Well, you've just given him a ring, so I think it'd be fair to give him a ring.
Nice. What was it you wanted?
My ring of giant slaying, please.
That's okay. Here you go.
Fucking hell.
Reaches in, grabs the ring. And slips it delicately on the finger of your choice.
Are you kneeling while you do this?
I propose we leave.
Let's leave.
But Derek Normalbeard, will you take me
away from here?
Please.
Out of this fucking shithole. Yes. Yes, I will.
How's everybody doing, Fat? You look a bit banged up still, Milo. How are you feeling?
I want to see the doctor.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea.
I'm not great. How about you two?
I got this slash here and just this t-shirt and a little bit of a
rippling six pack.
One of those sort of, we don't know where the cuts come from. It's just sort of that. You should probably get that looked at.
Yeah.
But he's not dying. Not great.
I feel okay physically. I'm tired. It's been a long, long day.
It's good you didn't give like a 50 gold deposit to...
I'm aware.
But it's okay, because we got 99 gold from the Kraken.
Yeah, actually, that's business expense, isn't it?
You get a receipt.
Did not get a receipt, did you? No.
That's gone.
It's going to be very difficult to claim that back.
Yeah. Can I claim it from our business expenses account?
Yeah. I gave you 300. He gave me 300.
I've got 300, actually, yeah. I've still
two. So you got
two. Yeah,
you're
still up, yeah. It's all good.
This debt's getting very confusing.
Yeah. We'll deal with the debt later.
As long as I give you 1,000 gold later at some point, that's fine.
But until then, I'm just going to keep trying to sponge off you.
I know.
So I don't have to spend my own money. And it makes it longer before it can be paid in the debt.
Why is it 1,600?
I mean, you must have paid him 1,000 by now.
He's definitely paid 1,000 or so for the mission. But I spent a long time being the financier for all of our fucking missions.
That's true.
So it's someone else's turn for once.
Not because you were barred from our goose.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway,
money when you can't spend money.
While this conversation is going on, an airship flies overhead and swoops down and lands in front of you.
I'm right here, gents.
How the fuck do they know where we are? So, you told them. Yeah,
sorry. No. Super sassy.
Don't be rude.
The sort of cargo doors open and out steps Captain Malcolms.
I mean, sorry. Hi, Captain Malcolms.
This is Quidditch Dallion. Come on inside.
Straight in.
Straight in, yeah. Straight up the ramp.
Yeah.
Fresh air.
The smell of inside a ship.
Yeah. Come
it's
on.
Better than an alley full of farts. It's better than the smell of the inside of a dock.
Come on, Charleston. Don't dilly dally. Come on. Can I do an animal handling check?
Yeah, sure.
That is not good. That is a 7.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, is Charleston going to turn on you?
Savages, mate.
Just sit there.
Charleston may have rolled an 11.
Okay, I would like to use my.
You for a walk.
I'd like to. When he doesn't respond, I'm gonna just
pets you.
Almost without sort of thinking about it or trying super hard. Almost like as a reflex of like, I'm tired of this. Come on, Charleston. I'm gonna just use a charge from my ring of animal influence against him.
So
he has to beat a wisdom save. Let me just double check about the actually what that save is. Just wisdom save. Potion of Animal Friend. That's a DC 13.
That's 20.
It's irrelevant what your thing is, Alex.
It's a natural 20.
You may have rolled a natural 20.
Hooray! Fudge, now this fucking thing doesn't even work. Charleston, get in here!
And runs away.
Gone. I was going to neuter him for you.
We'll get him back, Derek.
I'm just going to walk inside.
Get Ragnar at some point.
I'm not even listening. I'm just going to walk inside.
I'm imagining a scene of the ship taking off and the rear ramp closing up as the takeoff.
Yep.
Can Keth look out of the ramp as it's flying away? Can look out of the back and see into the town on the rooftops if there is Walbert or a direwolf? Just can he see if he can see them anywhere?
Roll perception, please.
Oh, great shout.
21.
No. With a 21, you do see Walbert on the roof of one of the buildings.
That was lucky.
He seems to be sort of hunkered down, sort of taking a look over the edge, spying out something. And you also see Charleston making a dash around the outside of the town, and you see not too far away from Charleston the direwolf.
Andy Warhol
is on the outskirts of town as well.
In pursuit of Charleston? Hard to say.
Oh. The Keth will just shudder and then walk back inside the ship as the as the ramp closes up. And then I guess we're on our way.
Yep.
Was there a very windy dog in an alleyway?
It was a sort of fart tornado.
Green tinge to the wind. Brown tinge.
What you can see from the air is just people really avoiding this seemingly
this particular area. It seems slightly sepia.
One alley that you can see that, you know,
it's got a haze. Hot, yeah.
Like a shimmer. It's just all from one alley from the heat rising.
I hope that's not poison from the mine.
They've got two problems now. Yeah.
Three if you count the Kraken.
Four, five if you
count the owlbear, the direwolf.
Charleston's becoming a bit of a fucking problem as well.
We messed up Cracktown, didn't we?
God. We're now out of Cracktown.
Yes.
For now.
You are on board.
We've successfully fucked up another town. It's time to leave.
It almost seems like the poison in the mine's the least of their problems. Yeah.
Sort of is.
Magic medicine stolen. Oh, that's awful. Let's make it work. They forget about the medicine getting stolen.
What's the plan then, boys? What are we doing?
Payment.
Wow. Payment / questioning the captain. I want to go.
And I need to go see the doctor.
Okay.
I'm going to take Maris to the doctor. Milo to the doctor.
Okay. You go and find Dr. Tam.
In which case, if you're going to go with him, I'll stay with you.
Okay. You two go and find Dr. Tam then, and you go and seek medical attention.
Keth and Milo, sorry, because I pointed.
Yeah. Keth and Milo, you go and see Dr. Tam.
Dr. Tam.
And you seek medical attention for your many Kraken wounds.
Yes. We got I imagine it gets all the nasty ringlet marks.
You know when you see those videos of people who have been doing cupping? Yeah. It's like that, but massive.
Very nasty welts, as well as some big, lots of gravel rash.
Yes.
From being thrown and then skidding to a halt on a dusty street.
Yeah, it provides you with some oxygen to deal with the excessive dog fart inhalation.
We've lost 10 years of our lives.
Yes.
Some Albus oil just to cover the smell.
So how do we get on with our hit points?
You can recover those. That's fine.
Oh, completely.
You can recover your hit points. That's fine. You're seeing a doctor.
He's a good doctor.
Yeah.
He is a good doctor.
He's a good doctor.
And Derek and Jeff, what are you up to?
Going to go speak to the captain.
Can we just get this fucking over with, Jeff, please?
I feel a bit bad because they stole the medicine and I want to know.
I know.
Stealing medicine.
I know, but can we possibly just get some kip and ask this tomorrow? I'm just not feels quite irritable. And
well, let's go I'll tell you what, let's go find the captain, because if he's got an idea of what we need to do, maybe it's a case of we're only half an hour away in an airship from Dorkwell, so
why not have a chance? Yeah, that's fair enough.
A short time to go, why did you do this?
Okay, you be as angry with him as you like. I'm just gonna be there.
I'm curious and a bit concerned that we've signed up to the wrong team.
Yeah, same. Very much so. I'm quite pissed off if I'm... I feel like if they are bad people, then we need to punish them in a certain way, definitely. And yeah, and so it's really made me quite pissed off that they've put us into this situation.
Okay, well, if you could just look threatening then.
I'll try my best. Can I roll an intimidation check against Jeff, please?
Yeah, sure.
Not to me.
Do it.
This is practice.
That is a 21.
Yeah, I'm pretty intimidating.
That's pretty intimidating.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, just not to me, to the captain. Oh, old Ray.
Much like the dog, I'd like to just exude an intimidating
scent around me for hours. Much like the dog.
Just generally
continuous fart.
Essentially, yeah. It's like, you know when you know somebody's having a bad day, you're like, there's a little bit of a no-go zone around them, is what I'm trying to...
It's a methane ship.
Yeah. Don't mention the first four letters of that word.
Meath?
So are you guys going to talk to the captain?
Yeah.
And okay, cool.
I'm going to try and find the captain.
Whether, okay.
Wherever he may be. Captain!
You find him quite easily. He's in the common room at the moment.
He's right behind you, huh?
Sorry.
No, he's in front of you. Hey, Captain.
What can I do for you, Cam, folks?
Oh, just a good mission. Seemed to go quite well.
Surely it was.
Did you get everything that we needed? You've checked all the cargo out, made sure it's all good and appropriate, that we've got the right boxes.
Everything was shiny. Don't open the boxes.
You don't open the boxes? You don't.
Not my job to know what's in the boxes.
So you have no idea what we might have just taken.
Can I roll an insight check against him?
Yeah. Get paid to deliver. Get paid to look.
Six total.
You've no idea.
Mm. Okay. It's just that I feel quite bad, because when we were down there, just after we, you know, got the goods gone, when we got stopped at the railer station, there was a lot of talk about people being ill from the mine, and it seemed kind of like what we helped you acquire was the medicine to help all of these people, and I don't know about you personally, but that to me doesn't quite sit right. We've essentially killed a number of people by stealing their only chance at survival.
He sort of looks at you for a moment. A little bit sort of stony-faced, not really making much of an expression.
Yeah.
And then without breaking eye contact with you, he just says, Vivian, get the key.
You go in the choker, you are.
And he says, you folks, come with me.
I want to just lock eyes onto him.
What's the key for?
Constantly.
What's... Hang on.
You folks, come with me. And he heads back down to the cargo bay.
Derek, I'm going to go with him.
Yeah. Follow from the doctor's...
I think we're still in there.
You're still,
we're still in the doctor's office.
We're getting issued with...
It's only a very short conversation.
Hesitantly, but as soon as Jeff sees Derek...
I'm just going to follow him. Derek at the moment is sort of too kind of... angry in his own head, sort of like being a bit beastly to think that anybody even has a chance of killing him, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Jeff knows he's squishy.
Ain't no reason to pretty foot around up there. You come with me, see?
And follow.
See?
Derek and the captain.
I'm just not going to respond to his charms. I'm just going to follow him.
And he heads downstairs, and Vivian comes down as well with a crowbar.
Oh, it's one of those keys.
And they open up a panel in the side of the storage, in the side of the cargo bay, and a nondescript bit of wall, and drag out one of these crates that you recognise.
Yeah.
Vivian, being very hench that he is, drags it out.
Would you say he's the captain's hench man?
I would, yeah. I would say he's...
Nice.
Hench and manly.
And manly.
And looks very dapper.
Oh, he's got a very nice hat, though.
Yeah.
Colourful, you might say.
Then we know
little
it.
Little flaps.
At least he's not an anonymous henchman.
Yeah.
That'd be terrible.
And Vivian applies crowbar to the lid of the crate and pries it apart before Captain Malcolm's kicks the lid off the top. No. And he looks inside. And he turns to you both and he says,
These are inflatable dolls.
This is dildos all the way down.
Ah, crack, delivery.
The railer. Makes sense.
It's silver spoons.
There are children needing to be born with these in their mouth.
Be
elected.
Spoons and lighters. No. And
dangerous territory.
No, it's
what's in the bag?
He looks.
I mean, great.
He looks at it, and he looks back at you for you guys, and he says, "Well, seems we have a predicament. You folks have done some honest work for me, but it seems that the job itself was not." As dishonest, was more dishonest than I anticipated.
You mean you didn't ask any questions before you took it on?
You ask questions, you don't get to work in this part of town, my man.
Yeah, I saw that bastard with his contract earlier.
Ah, you met Jonathan.
Well, yeah, he's a fucking pancake now.
He's a bureaucrat and a fool.
Well, yeah,
and an extortionist.
And a duck.
Tender lover, though, is what.
Pancake.
Tender lover is
he's
what
a fart
I've heard
now.
From Maury.
He's just a fart in the wind.
he's as substantial as a dog's fart in the night.
Takes away the majesty of Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind. 24 hour farty people. Yeah, he's a fucking bureaucrat. And it seems like bureaucrats all the way up at the moment, just people doing their jobs without even, you know, thinking about the consequences. I just got to tell you, Captain, we all have essentially risked our lives to steal medicine from people that need it. It doesn't feel great.
That, sir, ain't half the problem.
Now,
the man who
half?
Paid us to take these is an unsavory fella. But that's not a problem for you.
What's this fella's name?
What's his name?
The name's Vlad.
One, two, three, go! Yes, I win. Okay, ready? One, two, three, go! Yes, I win again! One, two, three, go! Ha ha! Another victory for the mighty Dungeon Master. Oh, don't look so miserable, Pedro. It's not your fault. It's your rubbish at rock, paper, scissors. Now get out of here! I'll shout at you in a bit. Excellent, you're here. No time to lose. It's time for your moment with the master. Now, we know that when it comes to choosing the right ear food, that there are a huge amount of delicious D&D offerings out there, so the fact that you think our particular brand of seafaring silliness is the tastiest morsel, and then that, you know, that means everything to us. So, from myself and everyone here at the Royal Britannia crew, thank you so much for being here. There you are, Pedro. Don't be so salty about losing. Well, look, how about you give me that scroll and you have one of my biscuits? What do you say? All right, then. You can have one of my special chocolate hobnobs. I'm feeling extra nice today. Oi, I leave crumbs everywhere. Get back here. Bloody bird. So, this week's shout-out goes to Simon Allen's Salty Sea Dog, who was giving Simon a hug and a face lick. Not his own face, not Simon's. But if we knew his name, we'd shout him out. So, from Roll Britannia, you are indeed a good boy. Now, I don't just hand out shout-outs hand over fist. No, they have to be earned. So, luckily for you, the price is very, very cheap. In fact, they're affordable indeed. They're absolutely free. Yes, all you have to do is search for us on social media. Anywhere you fancy, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Discord, it doesn't matter as long as you find us on there. The rest is up to you. Mention us in a post, tag us in a photo of your merch, make a video. We don't mind, just as long as you get involved. Wait, what's that on the horizon? It looks like some ships. It's a fleet of sponsorships.
Welcome to Fresh Ball Fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure your crotch looks nice. That means sipping cider in a fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease. That's right, today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, a company here to make sure that your foliage isn't the only thing shedding its excess leaves. Heck, even Mother Nature knows it's time to lose the excess clutter for fall by going to manscaped.com. to get 20% off and free shipping with the code ROLLBRIT20. Whether you're brand new or already part of the Manscaped family, you could use the crown jewel of care for your family jewels. the Platinum Package 4.0. With this glorious package, you can make your package look glorious and align your entire hygiene routine all in one swoop. Inside the 10-part Platinum Package is everything you know and love about the Performance Package, plus some shower goodies included to elevate your grooming game to Platinum level. The Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer, the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate parts and holes. Both are waterproof, so you can keep scaping even when the weather's changing. In addition to the shaving, you can now completely upgrade your shower routine, and with the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner, you'll have your skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. Don't forget to apply the aluminium-free Ultra Premium deodorant. And don't worry, it's not pumpkin spice, it's cologne quality fragrance. But you don't have to have a signature scent just for your pits. So you use the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to make sure your go-to smell is top shelf and not sweaty balls. Manscaped are currently even throwing in 2 free gifts to their Platinum Package 4.0. The Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. One very comfortable, one very convenient. Both specially made to hold your goodies. So, don't you think it's time that you joined the 6 million men worldwide, and me, who all trust Manscaped, by getting the Platinum Package this autumn? These products are guaranteed to be hits for your dangly bits. Plus, if you use the code ROLLBRIT20, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free worldwide shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code ROLLBRIT20. Manscaped. Clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunk's time to shine.
Royal Britannia are now proud to be sponsored by The Dice Dungeon, a UK-based company who strive to make metal and resin dice sets alike more accessible for players of RPG games worldwide. Maybe you want some metal dice. The weight, the balance, the feel in your hand, and that sweet sound of rolling that natural 20. Can't beat it. Or maybe you're a fancy resin dice kind of person. A lightweight alternative containing a little extra flair than the basic acrylic sets? Resin D&D dice, they hold their shine for so much longer, making them a really, really good long-term purchase. The Dice Dungeon has a wide range of styles and colours that will keep all you D&D dice goblins happy. I know how it is though, sometimes there are just too many pretty click-clack rocks to choose from. So if you're struggling to decide what to buy, how about a completely random matching metal dice set? With the Dice Dungeon Bag of Fates. There are 25 different dice sets available, including some dice never stocked before, so you can get a unique set not available anywhere else in the Dice Dungeon. Every order over £30 comes with free UK shipping, with worldwide shipping available, and is packed in a secure padded envelope, making them extra safe during delivery. So what are you waiting for? You already know you need more dice, so head over to thedicedungeon.co.uk and use discount code ROLLBRIT for 10% off your order. That's code ROLLBRIT for 10% off your order at thedicedungeon.co.uk. It can't just hurt to have a look, can it?
If you're like me, then you love tabletop games, and nothing brings a game literally to life more than miniatures. Welcome to the party, WePrint Miniatures! Not only do WePrint Miniatures offer a warm and friendly service as you'd expect from the people in our community, but with our exclusive offer code of ROLLBRIT, you can get 10% off your entire order. What's better than top quality miniatures? 10% off top quality miniatures, of course! WePrint Miniatures have been making miniatures since 2020 and are based right here in the UK with us. They make the best miniatures, licensed from independent designers worldwide, and all of their miniatures are scaled between 28 and 35 millimeters, printed in-house using their own formulated grey resin. WePrint Miniatures have had over 25,000 miniatures sold so far, and whilst they might be based right here with us in the UK, they ship to loads of other places too, including the USA, France, and even Australia, with all shipments tracked to your door for your peace of mind. So to get your hands on some top quality miniatures and bring your next game to life, simply use code ROLLBRIT to get 10% off your whole order at weprintminiatures.com. That's discount code ROLLBRIT. T to get 10% off your entire order at weprintminiatures.com. It's time to make your RPG real with resin.
So, if you're loving all things Royal Britannia, why not do a very good thing for us and give us a 5-star review? Wherever you find your podcast from, there will be a way to leave a smashing good review very nearby. I know this, as I've dispatched a certain parrot to go and check it all out, and it'll cost you a bit of your time, that's all. And you'll have the satisfaction of knowing, as always, that you have our thanks and appreciation. You can do it. I believe in you. Oh, yes, and one last thing. Bash that subscribe button too, or the Nassau Bay Sharks will be getting an extra meal. Well, that's all from me for this week. I'm exhausted, delirious, and there's no way those four have been behaving themselves while I've been gone. So you need to get back in there to see what the hell's been going on. So go on. Go!
Vlad. First or second name, or like...
Just Vlad.
Does he do something to do with the rail station? That's why he's Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Railer.
Yeah. Yeah, Vlad the Railer.
You know, one of those times when you just feel really dumb in real life because your brain does something without thinking about it. Mm. I've just tried to write a 4-letter word down and just wrote Vold instead. I was like 2-3 quarters of the way through it. 4 letters, man. Come on. That's that post-it gone.
It's dead to you now, that post-it.
How's that spelled, Vlad?
Q, B, Batman symbol, the number 2.
I can't draw a Batman symbol.
There's a silent G in there.
Oh, fuck. I'm just going to spell it Vlad.
But it's Vlad with a G.
Vlad with a G.
But it's silent, so it could go anywhere. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And he changes it every single time. That's how he keeps off the radar of the Royal Guards.
He changes the place to silent G.
It's just a blank Scrabble plate.
He's got a blank in his name.
I'll just leave a gap.
It could be any letter he wants.
VL blank D. Oh, Vlad. Who is this Vlad?
He's a man with a lot of money who wants a lot of things.
Good. I would quite like, at this juncture, to take some of that money from him.
And some of his things.
Yeah, I'm still quite interested in the things. I always love a good thing to take.
Yeah, this thing or that thing. Maybe but those things?
Well, we need to see. Anyway, we're getting off topic.
Yeah. Things so, and money aside.
I'm just going to... Can I insight check him? I'm going to ask him point blank and go... So let me just get this straight. You didn't know that we were nicking medicine.
Surely not.
And then I'd like to insight check him. Which is only a 14.
You think he's telling the truth?
Okay. Fine.
Did you... If you didn't know that it was medicine, now that you do know that it's medicine... Should we maybe drop the medicine back to the people who are going to need it?
It's the least we could fucking do after what we've just...
So the predicament we have is that the authorities are going to know whoever has this has stolen it. So we need to find a way to return this without so much as being responsible for the returning of said goods. My proposition to you... We will leave the goods just outside of town, and one of you kind folk could go in and tell the authorities that you've seen some people dumping some product at the side of town.
Yes. I have a routine that might work. It seems to sort of avoid suspicion from especially Imperial Guards. I'm sort of sick of doing it, though. And I'm just going to put the axe back on my head and go, I might have to leave things here, but I should be able to just sort of go, you know, I was looking to make my way. If we go drop it, say, on the way to the mine, then I could say, you know, I was heading down there, just a dwarf looking for a job in town. Came across...
It's a mighty fine plan. We'll need to wait until the cover of darkness for that.
I would prefer not to do it today anyway. Maybe tomorrow morning.
Do it in the early hours?
Yeah, that's fine.
If only there was a stolen goods amnesty. When's the next one of those happening? Check the calendar.
Please place all stolen goods into this box. Yes. We could try and set one off, actually, and get loads of stolen goods
amnesty box. Cool. And this is, in terms of dealing with Vlad, well, that's a question that may have to wait for another time.
What's the... Why are you... What's the nervousness around Vlad? Is he known for a certain type of violence, or has he got connections with maybe the royals, or how? What's his deal?
He is a man that expects a job that is paid for to be done, and doesn't take kindly to those who renege on a deal.
I'm going to take my hat off, put it on the desk again, and go on the little whatever, and go. Well, it doesn't seem like he pays you any near the amount of money or really respect that you deserve to renege on such a deal that you've made.
It's a fair point, young sir, but...
Don't call me young sir. I've had enough of it, mate. I'm past the prime in my life. I know that. I've retired once already. Didn't go to plan.
You did have that look about you.
Yeah. Haunted in the world.
He's dead crappy today.
I was waiting for something then.
He just lost his dog. I'd be really pissed off as well if my dog had just run away.
Yeah.
Really pissed off.
Yeah.
Into the jaws of...
Oh, I'd go John Wick.
He rolled one. And what do you want me to do?
I know. It's the life. It happens. But it doesn't stop John Wick going mental because someone killed his dog.
Although I think Derek's a little bit angry at himself that he shouted at the dog and that's what caused it to run away.
100%. Yeah. Self-hatred.
Oh, yes.
I like it.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he pays you anywhere near, and that seems to make you uncomfortable.
Drink your potion.
That's true, you didn't.
You didn't actually drink your potion when you drank.
I drank my potion.
Oh.
Want to see you drink your potion?
Yes, we do.
Want to film it? Speaking of potions of animal friendship, Jeff. That's not even my character. Derek's going to take out his last remaining potion of animal friendship. And then before he goes to take it, he's going to...
Can I smell it this time?
Yeah, I'm not going to drink this. But I'm going to sort of put the lid back on and just put it quizzically down on the table. Do you not get the oniony? It's really oniony. Not as well.
I can't smell.
Oh, shit, yeah.
You can't smell anything.
Yeah, I can confirm that. It's very, like pickled onion, really. Very pickled onion-y.
Okay, look. At the bottom, you can see that they're just little hundreds and thousands.
James will be able to smell it. Hold on.
Smell it. Have a whiff
pickling. It's pickled onion. Fortunately, I do quite like pickled onions. Yeah. As soon as you open it.
Ironically, one of them has...
Literally smells of vinegar.
It's a pickly one.
So that's an interesting science experiment for children to do at home.
Actually smells of vinegar.
So yes, I'm going to just pull out my last remaining potion of animal friendship. And before I take it, I'm just sort of going to put it in front of me and keep looking at it while the captain finishes up saying whatever he wants to say. Or you ask any more questions?
No, I'm quite happy with the way that the captain's behaving. I was shocked, but pleasantly surprised when he sort of seems to have a good moral compass. So as far as I'm concerned, I'll follow you to the end of the earth, Captain. That's if we can give them their medicine back, that's great. I appreciate we've gone through all this work, but I'm glad we're on the same page. And have you got my jacket back out of curiosity?
Surely do.
Oh, thank you for looking after it. You've had it little...
It's not going on him. It's not just walking around and carrying it.
Sniffing it. Oh, I thought he might have had it ready for me. Could I have it back, please?
Sure thing. We'll have it brought to you. We'll have brought to you in the common room.
You're going to bring it to me personally? Oh, thank you, Captain. I'll look forward to you coming to the...
I'd have it brought to you.
Oh, okay. I'd just like to see a little bit more of you.
I think it's been long enough as well for... Kef and Maolo to be patched up.
Maolo.
Are you trying to get with the captain?
My boyfriend just fucking slept with someone. Then we've gone on a massive journey. Jeff's trying to get some. And he's brilliant. Gorgeous.
Unconventionally.
Yeah, unconventionally gorgeous. But he's
but
got
charming.
He's powerful and charming. He's a captain of a ship, you know.
And seemingly a nice guy.
And he's got a moral code.
Yeah.
Fucking Yalin would mop anyone's house.
He'd mop anyone out.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, have you seen the mop that's attached to the side of the outside of this house?
I have, yeah.
There is one.
Did you not see me yesterday? It was a brief point when they were doing the harpoon. We were talking about harpoons. And I picked it up. I found it. I was like, could you just fling this? And I was just having to practice, see how you could harpoon or fling a mop off the side of a ship. It was, yeah. It flies quite nicely.
Oh, cool.
I mean, I haven't thrown it. The people who are listening to this in this
I mean, that sort of... The fact that you didn't do it
sort of
undermined your whole test and story.
No, I didn't do it.
Which is a cool story, bro.
Yeah, never mind. Just thought about it.
definitely didn't happen. People who own this house, didn't throw your broom around.
So obviously it's been long enough now for Keth and Milo to have been all patched up.
Yep.
And come back in. Probably with a lollipop each.
Oh yeah. So. And can we get a sticker as well?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Spider-Man one.
Excellent. So,
Captain, we need to have a chat about
stupid lollipop.
We need to have a talk about this cargo.
We've done that.
Have you done it already?
Yeah, no, it's all good.
It's all sound.
He didn't realise at the moment, at the beginning, but it's all good now. We've opened it up. It's definitely medicine, and we're going to drop it on the outside of town early tomorrow morning, and then we'll go in and let them know that we found it, and they all can have their medicine back. But we may have to help the good captain here not have his pretty face messed up by Vlad, who employed him.
Well, I have a...
bad flag.
I've got a lot of respect for you, Captain.
Yes,
the captain's a good man. Whoa!
What?
You need to go and have a rest.
Shame to go on. That was crazy.
I think it's time we went and got our heads down.
I think I need to see a cleric about these potions.
Yeah, I think you should.
If he's got any idea.
Yeah.
If you need yourself a cleric, go and see our cleric, Cleric Tome.
I'll tell you there. I could use a bit of a patch up myself. Let's go and head out.
We'll go and find Cleric Tome.
I'm going to sit myself down in the common room.
Come on.
Just chill out and just relax for a bit.
Chill out, Maxim, relaxing.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Been a long day.
Eating some b-ball.
I suppose we've got some time now before nightfall.
Yeah. So you all going to take a rest?
I reckon. Probably. Would you say a long rest if you slept all day until nightfall?
Well, it was sort of probably closer to sort of lunchtime, 1 o'clock when you got picked up. So it's not. It depends.
What time sunset? What time of year is it?
Depends how near.
If you decided you wanted to go to a cabin and sleep, you could sleep right through because the plan was to deliver the goods early hours in the morning. Yes.
Hmm.
I think I'm not going to do my long rest or anything just yet. I want to go and speak to the cleric. Then maybe do a short. I don't really need the health though. But I want to essentially. I want to drop my things off, do my thing, and then have the long rest afterwards if I can. There's this. What time did you say it was? Sorry, it's just about sunset.
No, it's about 1 o'clock.
About 1 o'clock.
Lunchtime-ish. Late lunch.
Oh, okay. So we got plenty of time then.
Yeah, probably like 16 hours or so.
Just on a note of the depends what time of year it is. Actually, it depends how near the equator of the planet's orbit you are, because in India, seemingly. What I learned recently is that it's the same sunset all year round. Same, similar-ish time. Whereas ours, obviously, you go to like 11 o'clock at night. Because they're a lot more near the equator.
That's the daylight saving.
But I don't think India has daylight
saving. It's not plural.
Yeah. Is daylight savings, is that the name of your...
Saving.
Stop it!
No, daylight savings, is that the
Stop
name...
Stop it!
Is that the name of your loan to cash?
Oh.
Yeah.
Daylight robbery, I call it.
Kath's going to go and find a
What cabin. If you live on a planet that's icosahedral in shape? I mean...
I don't know if any people...
When you get to a corner, do you just sort of tip?
For the listener at home, is living on an icosahedral planet. If you could just let us know
where
the sunset rises and what time it is, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Am I able to regain my 2 spell slots that I...
If you take a long rest, you do,
yeah?
Kath's going to go do that. He's going to go recover his spell slot.
Cool.
Yeah, I think if everyone else is having a kip, I'll drop Derek off at the cleric and I'll... You're good. I don't want to take up any of his time. I'm just going to go have some kip.
So you need to get that cut checked out there.
Yeah, I've sort of put... There was a plaster on it. Seems to be doing all right. I'll have a shower. It's probably just jam.
Hopefully.
I'm sure a good night's sleep will make it all better.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, no worries.
Magic's a wonderful thing.
I'm looking forward to a good night's sleep.
I'll go and get all of my things back.
Nice.
Excellent.
And you're going to see Cleric Tome.
Cleric Tome.
Right. So you sit down next to Cleric Tome in the common room. He's playing cards by himself, like the patience.
Your Honor, Reverend, Cleric, I don't know how to...
Padre.
Padre, Tome.
Tome is fine.
Okay, Tome. I'm sorry, I'm just not feeling... It's been a really long day. I just wanted to ask you if you know anything about these. They seem to be having a weird sort of effect on me, and I'm just going to put the potion of animal friendship in front of him.
These are...
I bought them from Argoose. Don't know if you've heard of it.
No, never heard of them.
Essentially, it said it was potion of animal friendship, and I have a beast or an animal that I'm trying to maintain a, if not friendship, at least cordial relationship with. He's an addict. He's in recovery. But he's one of those people, you know, you don't exactly believe in when he says he's sorry. And he sort of just takes over a little bit and leaves no room for anybody else. And that scares me. And so I was trying to sort of animal friendship him with these, but they're making me, especially in that last place, maybe it was all the animals going around. Maybe it was all the mention of crack and maths and stuff like that. But I just seem to be quite high strung at the moment.
Well, the good scroll teaches us that...
Oh, yes.
The
evangelical tone.
Derek is all ears.
The good scroll teaches us that to have change in your life, you must first want to change.
I do.
And then you must forgive. Forgiveness is the most important part of any change in your life.
So you're saying that I should just forgive him for... ruining the only really legitimate business that I've actually ever owned.
Without forgiveness, there cannot be acceptance. And without acceptance, you will not be able to move on and move past. And if we don't let go of the past, how can we ever grow?
But I can't... If I let go of my past, I let go of everybody that I've ever known. I let go of my sister. And I don't know if she's even still out there. I find it hard to forgive things that are left unfinished. I don't have your wisdom.
Think of the forests. They are unfinished. And yet are they not a thing of majesty and beauty and power?
What... You know, I'd never seen a forest, really, until I left, I got kicked out, forced to go on the run. And I just kind of prefer them. Being in that city didn't feel great. I'm much rustier, much slower, and much older than I used to be. I'm just tired, and I need some sleep, I need some peace, I need to stop.
Carrying the past with us will make you tired. Only by unladening yourself of that burden will you be able to rest and recover. Let go of the mistakes of the past. Remember the lessons learned. But forget the trouble.
So you're saying I should just forget my troubles? Come on then, I should just get happy. I can't chase my blues away for any much longer. I don't feel at home in this life anymore.
He says, put it this way. And he crashed you around the back of the head with a book.
Can I try and do a uncanny dodge?
You can try.
When attacker you can see hits you with an attack, so I think it'd be perception, right? Or my passive perception.
You can try.
13. I'm just gonna roll. That's a natural 8, but I don't know what to add to it. Is that, would it be perception or passive? Or
Perception.
That's an 11 total.
Mm. Oh, a natural 20 is going to beat that.
I'm going to really try super, super hard. Can I do like a wisdom save and try super hard to sort of repress a... almost not like a barbarian rage, but there's something bubbling up in there. Wisdom 13.
Yeah. And he says, that hurts. Just like the past. The past can hurt.
Your future might start to hurt soon if you don't explain yourself a little bit better.
And then he goes to hit you with a book again.
As he goes to hit, I'd like to try and uncanny dodge.
Okay.
That's a natural 19. Is that plus my dex?
Yeah.
Natural 19 plus my... Where is it? Straight dexterity plus 4, so that's 22.
16.
23.
Doesn't beat it. And so you duck. And he says, and just like that, you learned. So, you can choose to hang on to the past and the things that hurt, or you can learn from them and grow.
What do I do? How do I turn that into... Every time I'm out, I'm scanning, I'm looking, I'm trying to see who's looking at me. I'm trying to perform, even debase myself so that people will not see me for who I am. That's what I do. And it's a fight that I don't have the strength to keep up, and I just don't know how to stop doing that. All of these grand claims of forgetting the past and moving on, they're fine. But when you wake up in the morning and you're at war all day, what do you do to... And his voice is going to start to tremble. To not feel like you're fighting all the time.
Well, the good scroll tells us that love is the way.
Who is your god, by the way?
Well, I'm a follower of many gods, but my beliefs lie with Maliki.
How do you spell that?
M-E-L-I-K-K-I or something. I can't, that's not mine, I'll be
ooh,
right.
Maliki. Maliki, I'm not...
M-E-L-E-I-K-K-I, something like that.
I can't say I'm familiar. I'm not a very religious man, if I'm going to be honest. But...
He says, we'll take this and hand you a pamphlet.
I was just about to ask if you have any literature. I'll take the pamphlet, I'll put it into my pocket, and I'm going to move away from the table, but I'm going to leave the potion of animal friendship on the table next to him and go and try and get some rest. Really?
He didn't want it anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to drink it.
I'll drink it in real life. Oh, yeah. It's not that. I mean, it tastes like pickled onions, but...
And
so let me get rid of my potion.
Abandoning it.
The rest of you having your nap as well? You're sleeping through till the
end? Yes, hours. Sleeping through until about midnight, I guess, because if we're going to go off, you know, I imagine the ship is on some sort of holding pattern away from the town.
Yeah.
And then we'll wake up and then head into the common room, I guess.
Yep.
Is the captain there?
Yes. Yeah, he's having a conversation, a sort of heated conversation with Nakama, who seems to be...
the lady in red.
Yes, she seems to be having an argument about rent. And when the captain sees you come in, he says, later. And he sees you and says, are you ready?
Ready to go?
Ready
shiny.
To go.
Yeah, let's just get this over with. I won't have brought any of my... All my stuff, I'll have sort of packed, not into a, because we don't have any bags, but I'll have left it on whatever bunk they've given me, and go, while I'm down, somebody just keep an eye on that for me. I'm going to have to do, you know, the old, I'm just a dwarf, don't pay attention to me thing, I'm an idiot.
And, you see, as you're sort of agreeing to be ready, he goes over to a sort of speaking tube on the wall, and he speaks, he whistles into it, and then says, he says, Scrub, bring us in. And you feel the chip start to dive down, and he says, come with me, boys. And you head down to the cargo hold, where you see that the crates have been sort of loaded into a sort of cart.
Cool.
Excellent.
Ready to just push off the back, I guess.
Effectively, yeah.
Are we on the ground, or are we hovering?
He's bringing you down to land at the moment. And he says, we'll need to do this quickly. We'll drop the goods, and then we'll head off and hide out. We'll be a couple of miles outside of town, so we won't be far. But it's real important that you folks head into town and tell someone in authority that these goods have been found. They may question you, I don't know, but if you sell the story right, they should just be relieved to get the goods back.
Are we... Did he land... actually, Captain, are we landing near... sort of on the route to the mine? Is that going to hold up in this... I don't know, this area.
That's the plan.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Theory being that at this time of the morning, there shouldn't be no one on their way or on the way back from the mines.
Finally, a captain that sticks to a plan. Not bad.
All right, I'll try harder.
I'm just saying, you could use a little bit of...
Yeah,
you could learn something from him. You know. Shadow him a little bit.
Got you sort of drifted onto a ship. It wasn't my intention. I didn't dream about this, but I'm doing my best.
Okay,
ready to go. Well.
Then the lights in the cargo bay turn red.
Of course.
And he
it's
says, right,
alarm.
Ready to go. And you feel a sort of thump as the ship lat touches down and the cargo doors start to open. And he says, right, let's go. And are you going to help move? Push the cart out, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, Kath will push the cart.
From the inside, yeah, just hoof it as far as we...
Push, push, push?
Yeah.
I'm just going to climb out down
there. Is there a slight ramp down the...
Yeah, yeah.
So once we
it's
get
not uphill or anything.
Once we get it to the top of the ramp going down out to the ground, I think we just let it roll. So that way, if anyone's watching from the outside, it's not obviously us pushing the stolen good cart that we're about to go and help people out. So just sort of let it roll off and then we can potentially go visible, completely go off, get into town and then, right, come back.
Are you saying that?
Miles away from it.
Are you saying that as Jeff to us?
As if we want, lads, why don't we just simply push the cart before we head outside? If anyone's watching, sees this cart roll off this airship, it's going to look really suspicious and they're going to come for anyone who comes off the airship. Why don't we just let it roll out? I'll make us all invisible. We'll just nip off, get a good distance away from it, get somewhere into the town or get closer to the town, and then we can come back invisible.
Do you think it's safe for us to... I suppose talk about magic. I think it's fine to use magic on here, right?
He's a cleric, isn't he?
He's a cleric, and that's got true.
Things. They must know about magic, even if it's a case of we don't like using it because it's against them. But they don't. They just robbed a royal guard.
If he's smuggling all sorts of... all sorts of place, then I don't think they're going
to be
close to the rules.
Are we okay to use magic on your ship? Because we used to have a captain that didn't like us using magic on our ship.
You heard Tranquility, you heard me, so damn's the rules, okay?
Don't hurt the ship.
I'm not
that's shiny. That's easy to follow.
Yeah, I cannot hurt the ship.
Yeah.
Cool. I can't really hurt anything, really.
Shiny. Good luck, boys. We'll see you soon.
And then Kev will hop off the back.
Yep.
Well, are we invisible yet?
Not yet. As soon as we push the car.
Okay, well, give it a big shove.
Big shove. One,
off
three,
it rolls.
Two, one. Oh, wait, we're after three? Are we going after one? Doesn't matter. Go!
I pushed it. It's gone.
Yeah, it's mostly Kef doing the pushing. Anyway.
Yeah.
No. I was there as support. Well, you're... And then just...
Watching is not supervising.
We all...
We deduced this.
And then we all hold hands in a circle and turn invisible.
Cool.
Nice.
Make our way invisible.
I will use Edward Teach's ring to use, be able to cast the invisibility at the level 5 spell using a level 1 spell slot.
Cool.
Ha.
Just a thought. I know it's dead of night now, but we have to get this done quickly and come back and make sure nobody nicks it. Otherwise, we're going to look pretty foolish if we say we saw all these crates.
Tranquility's flying away at this point.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, why don't. Look, I'm going to pop off. turn me. Let's move away, but let's be able to still see it. A couple of you can remain invisible. Keep it in guard.
Not really. Well, I could do that. We'd have to all become visible again, and then I'd have to try and muster up their strength to do another invisibility spell without involving the person that didn't want to be visible. I can't just drop for certain.
Oh, you can't.
No, right, okay.
Drop the spell.
What if I come out of range, though? Is there a range thing if I move away from you?
There's no range on it. It's just a case if I lose concentration, then I don't believe...
Look, Jeff, a distraction.
Oh, mm-hmm. Look, over there. That's really cool. I'm just trying to remember what Starflower was telling me about whether or not I can choose to... I don't think I've learned the ability yet. No, I don't think I'm skilled enough to individually select...
Right, okay.
To stop being invisible.
That decides it for us then. Let's just get into town quickly and get back out of here before someone else spots those crates.
It might be a bit late for that.
Myrus is back. He does have some heals, but has no memory of a Raylar. Then Milo's back. Everyone's confused, so Milo just eats some pizza. Some royal guards get tossed around to the outskirts to call tranquility. Arriving swiftly, they get picked up. Derek causes his doggy to flee. Questioning Captain Malcolm's, they open up the crates. Early morning, they return them, hoping it's not too late. Cav and Milo see the doctor. Derek feels quite drained. Jeff flirts with the captain, wearing a jacket to look the same. Now they've landed, will his voice be a lesson not to loiter? Well, I guess you'll find out next time on Roll Britannia.
Welcome to Nameless Monsters. We are an actual play podcast playing Monster of the Week this season. Travel to Triple Springs with Brad.
This is going to blow your mind. I don't know if you've ever had s'mores, but if you've never had them with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, then you've never really had s'mores, right? You know what I'm saying? Okay, so first, and he goes through the whole process, makes him the s'mores, passes it across, and then just watches him with this big goofy grin on his face for him to take that first bite, like, eh? Huh? See, dude, that's what I'm saying, man. So it's like s'mores are already a 10. Cranks it up to 11, bro.
Mags.
Mags has her 4-inch binder spread out in front of her, loose leaf papers everywhere, pens sticking out of her hair, and she starts chanting with her eyes closed, finishes the chant, checks the page, says, nope, that's wrong, and closes her eyes again. And starts all over.
Anne Morris.
I've never driven a car before, and then they gave me this car, and they told me to drive 10 hours away, and, like, they know I don't have a license. I had to put that on my paperwork, and they still gave me the car, and they still told me to drive the car so that I can go find this guy, and I'm, like, pretty sure I can't find people because, like, I'm not, like, a detective or anything. Like, my major's communications, and that's not a real thing.
Adventuring every other Wednesday beginning September 7th. Nameless Monsters, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come, give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy's came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy.
And if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.